Okay, I'm going to share a story. It's called The Origin of Stories, or what I call it is the Grandfather Rock story. Okay, and it's a story like all of these stories long, long, long time ago. So a long, long, long time ago, there was a village, and in this village, there was a young boy. Everybody had a role to play in the village, and his role and his gift was that he was a great hunter. So every day the boy would go out and he would get food for the village people and he would bring the food back. And it was getting later on in the year and the snow was getting deeper and colder and the people were cold and hungry and the winter was so long and he had to go further and further and further away to get food. Finally, he came across some ptarmigan. So he killed some ptarmigan and was bringing the food back to the village, but it was such a long way and he was so tired, so he thought he would rest. He came across this clearing, and in this clearing was a huge rock. So he decided, well, okay, I need to stop and rest for a while. So he climbed on the rock and he laid down, he put his food down, and he laid his head down. He was so tired, and he heard a voice.
"I'll tell you a story."
And he jumped up and he looked around and he thought, well, there's no tracks anywhere and I don't see anybody. I must have been dreaming. So he decided to lay back down again. And he heard the voice again before he closed his eyes.
"I'll tell you a story."
And the boy realized the voice was coming from the rock. And then he says, "Okay, grandfather. Tell me this thing you call story. What is this story?" And the Grandfather Rock said,
"First, you must give me something."
So the boy took one of his ptarmigans and laid it on Grandfather Rock. And Grandfather Rock told him a story. He told him a wonderful story. He told him a story of how the earth came to be. And the boy was so excited by this thing called story. And this one that Grandfather Rock told him, he took these ptarmigans and he ran back to the village and told the village people, "I have something great to tell you." So they built a huge bonfire and they took some willows and they set their ptarmigans around the fire to cook. And as they were cooking, the boy told him the wonderful story Grandfather Rock had told him about how the world came to be. The people were so excited that night. They went to bed happy. They were warmed by the fire and the food and the story. And so it was every day during the long cold winter, the boy would go forth and he would tell them all these stories, wonderful stories. He told them stories of how we, the people, came to be on this earth where we live on Turtle Island. And he told them other wonderful, wonderful stories about how people need to act with that in respect and harmony with the plants and animals, all of them, and how to look after this earth. He also told him stories, legend stories. He told him stories about how the loon has that necklace, how come mouse has brown teeth and beaver has a flat tail, how come crow is black, and he told us all these wonderful, wonderful, why we even have mosquitoes. Wonderful stories. And every day the boy would go back to the village and he would tell the story to the people and he would bring back the food and they'd have a good meal and they would be warmed by the food, the fire, and the stories all winter long. And it went on and on. And one day the boy went out and it was starting to warm up really nicely and there was hardly any snow left on the ground. And there was grass coming through, and he went, got some food. He didn't have to go as far anymore, and stopped by Grandfather Rock and gave him a gift and said, "Grandfather, tell me a story." But the Grandfather Rock was silent. He said, "Grandfather, please tell me a story." And the Grandfather Rock spoke.
"I have told you all my stories. Now it is up to you to tell these stories from generation to generation."
And so it is to this very day that we have stories in this world. We have all these wonderful, wonderful stories, these legend stories that teach so many lessons and so many values. But we have also, we have our own family stories, our community stories, and we each have our own very, very own personal stories that are shared. And all of the legends are passed down orally from generation to generation to this very day.